Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn, the power within. Damn, damn, damn.
For those of you who are joining, this is Beat the Buzzer. Practice your pitch in 30 seconds or less. This room is hosted by the Hustler Club. If you do not yet follow, please tap the greenhouse just above our heads. Give the club a follow. And while you're there, check out Reem Team. He is the founder and is responsible for the safe space where entrepreneurs, hustlers, and creatives can discuss ideas and have real conversations. For you to stay up on stage, you need to share your best pitch. And we have a fun little setup here. You will hear a buzzer at 30 seconds. If you do not beat the buzzer, you will be moved back to the audience. But don't worry, please feel free to raise your hand so you can get back up on stage. And what happens is you get to stay on stage. You get to ask your question or share a little bit more about your business. So I'm going to introduce Jason Waller. He is the CEO of Power Home Solar and is a multi-million dollar entrepreneur. So Jason, we'd love to hear a little bit more about you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Jason Waller here. Didn't finish high school, didn't go to college, built three companies from the ground up. Able to win Entrepreneur of the Year, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times, including the EY Entrepreneur of the Year. Several different awards. What I'm most proud of is our company, our structure. We just got off the phone with some investment bankers. We're trying to take our company public, and we want to give back to each one of our employees an opportunity for them to have stock options or gain share and take it to the next level and really live their life. So super excited about the opportunity to hear some great pitches today. I was recently filming season two of 2 Minute Drill with David Meltzer, who's one of my coaches and mentors. Love that guy. We did season one together. I did a few episodes with him as a judge. And this year is epic. It's 10 times better than season one. We got to hear over 70 pitches on 12 different shows that we recorded. Tons of entrepreneurs. We had to coach their pitch and everything. And I'm brutally honest. I'm not going to shoot you down and embarrass you, but I am going to be brutally honest. So when you get up here and pitch, you got to bring your A game, you got to bring your energy, and you got to focus on what your goals are and what your ask is.
Brilliant. And sharing the stage with us today is special guest Cheryl Conti. Cheryl Conti, we would love to hear a little bit more about you.
Hi, everybody. I'm so glad to be here. I am perhaps best known for my tech startup, Attentively, which is the first tech startup with a Black female founder on board to have been acquired by a NASDAQ company. I've since advised and participated in two other exits as a minority shareholder. I'm now the chief innovation officer at the Impact Seat, one of the most prolific investors in women-led, especially women of color-led tech startups.
Amazing. So, Cheryl, we would love to hear a little bit more about your book, Mechanical Bull, and how you could achieve startup success. And then we'll kind of do like a pop-up round where everyone kind of throw in their thoughts on startup success as well.
Sure. Well, you know, a friend of mine sat me down sometime after my exit of Attentively and said, look, Cheryl, literally more Americans have been to the moon than have done what you've done. Like 17 Americans have been to the moon. Only one person has done what I've done. And, you know, they said, you have an obligation to help bring other people behind you. So I really wrote the book that I wish I'd had when I started out. It's very much a how-to. I tried to make it fun and easy to read, but also extremely practical. It follows the life cycle of a startup and gives you tips, you know, at every point, like what do you need to know? And, you know, for non-traditional founders, you know, there's a speed bump section at the end, you know, of every chapter that's like, hey, here's what you might experience that might be a little different from, you know, your average white guy.
So, Kevin, we know that you've been with Jason since the start. What are your thoughts about startups?
Look, I mean, yeah, startups, every company starts somewhere. And really, that's where we started. You know, we had startups. We've done it three different times. And that's where it all begins. But you have to really push hard and push through those long nights and those hard times when you're struggling and questioning yourself. I know you know, with me, it's always been great to have a partner involved and partners involved, folks that can kind of pick you up in some of those down times. But yeah, it's obviously very difficult and it's not for the faint of heart, but it's something that pays off in the end and you have to just keep pushing through.
And Jason, do you want to jump in?
Yeah, Kevin's exactly right. I mean, look, every company started as a startup. Even AT&T and Bell, like they came up with the idea. Ford Motor Company, oh, I'm going to make this car. That's where everybody starts and people forget that. And that's what this country's about. It's about like opportunities that Cheryl had to really be a game changer for minority female to get out there and kick some ass and do something. That's what this country's about. That's what it's built on. Building opportunities, sharing those dreams, getting people excited to take things to the next level, and doing things where people can follow suit and continue to do that. You want the future to be, always be better than the past. So we have to have startups. We have to have entrepreneurs. We have to have ideas. We have to have dreamers. We have to have doers. We have to have motivators. We need coaches and we need to be coached.
No, all of that really echoes and resonates with me, Jason. You're a really positive person, you know, who's really persevered and beat the odds and been super successful. Everyone can do it. Look, I think that the best startups solve a problem and provide a solution that improves people's lives. You know, and if you stay focused on that goal, you know, and make that your business principle, you're going to find that a part of your success formula.
Brilliant, everyone. So Zach, thank you so much for joining us. So this is a little bit different than other rooms. You have 30 seconds to share your pitch. Matt on the top right-hand corner, you'll see him right there. Matt, if you could flash your mic. Brilliant. So at the 20-second mark, you will see him flash. So then you know you have 10 more seconds. Then if you don't beat the buzzer, you'll get bounced back down to the stage. But feel free to raise your hand and give it another try. So Zach, if you're ready, flash your mic. Brilliant. Go right ahead.
Hi, my name's Zach. I am an attorney. And I'm starting a law firm specifically to provide fractional general counsel service for startups. Is that law firms tend to be both expensive and too conservative and not very good at thinking about business challenges. They just focus on the legal questions. It's really expensive to hire a full-time lawyer. So instead of that, you can hire me at a very reasonable subscription fee, depending on the size of your startup. I'll be part of your business team, take care of your day-to-day work. And if you have greater needs for a law firm,
all right, Zach, sorry, we're going to have to bounce you back down, but you guys, any feedback?
Yes, I do have feedback. Zach, I thought that was pretty good. 30 seconds is hard to get a pitch out. We're going to have a couple bounce back at first until we get it down, but I love the business idea. I can tell you're passionate about it. I can tell you were trying to get everything out quickly. I love that these new startups can get a subscription and now they have legal service to be able to handle any kind of documents, any kind of issues, customer-related complaints. You know, maybe getting licensed in certain jurisdictions. I think it's a good business model. I think they had something like that back early in the 2000s. I forgot what it was, and it was a national play, but I think it got big and then it flopped. So I think what you're trying to do, maybe either on a local play or even a networking play, if you're licensed in multiple states, it's a pretty good gig. And I thought it was a good pitch. Anybody else?
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was a good pitch, and it's definitely fashionable. I'd say, you know, we're seeing more of that right now in the financial, like a fractional CFO or even fractional CTOs, you know, seeing that too, since those are tough to fill. You know, the question is your competitors, you have a lot of competitors, right? Like someone could also just go to LegalZoom, you know, and you talked about yourself, you know, the question is, do you see yourself as a we? You know, do you see this scaling? You know, and if so, how, you know, and do you have an exit strategy? I always encourage people to think about your exit strategy as you are building your business, because that's going to inform, you know, your partnership strategy, you know, which technology you integrate with, et cetera.
That was good. John, Kevin, you guys want to add anything real quick on his pitch?
Yeah, I'll just throw in there, you know, one piece of advice I would just give is just bring a little bit more energy. Like you said, Jason, it is kind of 30 seconds probably isn't quite enough. So just bring that passion, bring that energy. I like the pitch, but I do love the model. Obviously, what Cheryl said, you're going to have to be aware of some of your competition. But with the right marketing, I think the business itself sounds like something that could definitely be scaled up. And, you know, of course, finding that, having some sort of plan for that exit is too.
I got to agree with Kevin. I think that just having the audio and no visual aid, I think just the voice and fluctuation, being able to captivate the audience via audio. And then I think it's a great idea. I think there's a lot of value to be partnered with a business and just start to understand the team members, the logo, the lingo inside, and just understand the business as a whole, as a partner, rather than just some outside consultant. So I certainly think that it's beneficial and useful to a lot of startups out there.
Hey, what I would like to do is do a test. I'm not just going to have the folks come up here and do a pitch without me showing them how I'll do a pitch, because I'm not scared. I want to be timed for 30 seconds. I'm going to give you my best pitch, because I think I can outpitch anybody. I was on that show. I told them all except David Meltzer. He might be able to. It'll be close. But I feel like because I bring the passion, because I bring the energy, if I've got 30 seconds, I want you guys to see how I would pitch. And I challenge somebody to beat that, so you can get on my show, you can get the free swag, and you can light everyone on fire in here on this episode to know that you came on and dropped the mic and outpitched me. So how about that? How about I do a pitch real quick that at least in my case, and you guys can be, hey, I want you to be critical. I want you to judge me. So all the listeners right now can see what's going on. Fair enough? This
great idea.
Love Isn't that a great idea? I want to be about it, not talk about it, baby.
Let's go.
Are we ready? Set, go. Power Home Solar. We are here to make sure you are motivated to own your power. We want you to control your costs, lower your power bills, and never be powerless again. The whole goal here is to end that power bill and reduce energy and save the planet. Call today, save money, get the Generac battery, get the solar panels, all installed for zero money down with a low monthly payment. Save the world, save your money, and never be powerless again. Bam!
Wow, 20 seconds, Jason! That was beautiful. And yeah, I mean, I think it shows the power also of that elevator pitch, right? If you've got 15 seconds, you know, or 20 seconds in the elevator with someone who could finance your business, what would you say? You know, that would be really captivating.
Cheryl, that's right. I think everybody in life that's going to open a business or is thinking about it, come up with the 30 second, come up with a 2 minute. If you have a 30 second down and you have a 2 minute pitch down, then you get it. The 30 second is like a commercial. You got to think you've got 30 seconds on a TV commercial to say something. That's what it is. 2 minutes is explaining a little bit more and then having your ask. Like the one thing about our man that came up earlier, he didn't have an ask. You always want to ask, like, I either want an investor or I want a mentor or I want ideas. You got to find a way to put an ask in there when you're pitching.
All right. So Joe, so you see how the show goes. Go right ahead. 30 seconds starts now. Hi. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, gentlemen, I'm speaking to you too, because you have special women in your life that hate their bras. I have a solution for all of you. All these women, they need to feel comfortable. They need to feel confident without those wires sticking and poking and prodding into them. Well, I have the solution for you. I'm a Ruby Ribbon stylist, and I would like to speak to you today about how you can be comfortable and confident in your own skin.
That was pretty solid. That wasn't bad at all. You know, I think we need to change the rules a little bit, Caroline, just a little bit. We're going to make an adjustment here, an executive decision. One, if they go over 30 seconds, we just cut them off. We just tell them, hey, you got to mute, you're over. We don't throw them down because I want to be able to maybe ask questions about the business. But two, what I would really like to do is, we did the 30-second pitches, maybe give them 45 seconds to pitch.
Noted, boss. That sounds good.
Is that okay? So, Joe, I want you to go again, but you got 45 seconds. Because there were a little bit of meat and potatoes missing in there. So
yeah,
I want you to do
is.
That again. So go ahead.
I was looking at the clock too, and I was getting
Don't
a little
look
nervous.
At the clock. We'll cut you off. You know, Caroline or Matt or someone will go beep and you're done. Like, then just mute. But go ahead. And it's okay. If you don't get done, get what you can out. If they mute it, that's okay. Like, if they're like, hey, that's okay.
No, I got the sound. I got the sound.
Okay.
Well, and Joe, you know, because there's a whole bunch, you know, there's Third Love, there's a bunch of people already selling bras, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's breakthrough about your bra? How is it a game changer?
I missed that,
yeah.
But I'm not going to miss it this time.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Talk it to us.
All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, gentlemen, you have women, special women in your lives who hate their bras. Let me tell you, the problem is women feel like they need to have those underwires that dig and poke and prod into them to lift and support them, when I'm telling you they don't. I'm a Ruby Ribbon stylist. My name is Joe Porter. I'm a Ruby Ribbon stylist, and our variable compression cami will go with you, not against you. It will give you a tummy tuck at the same time. If you want that type of comfort and confidence, please reach out to me today.
Pretty good. I'm going to be critical, Joe. I liked it.
That's fine. I wanted to put that variable compression because that is our proprietary product.
No, I love it. Listen, the pitch was good. I'm gonna be as ticky tacky picky, right? I'm gonna let you know what I think was really good, and then I'm gonna let you know what you can work on. There's no such thing as a perfect pitch. Like mine, I should have left a phone number or website. There's always something, right? But I thought it was a good pitch. It could have been better. if you practice a little bit more, it seemed like you either got a little nervous or you were reading towards the end. But I thought you put in a lot of great information. It sounds like a great business model and marketing thing. It's something you can definitely crush it on social media. But I thought it was a good pitch. And I thought it was very brave for you to get up here and pitch that. So I'm proud of you. Who else wants to give her some feedback?
Yeah, I thought it was a good pitch. And once you actually explain, like a Ruby Ribbon stylist, no one knows what that means, Joe. So you can just drop that, like, you know, or you could say, like, you know, as an award-winning stylist or something like that. I think that oftentimes investors like to hear an analogy, right? Like, we're the Uber of whatever. And in your case, I think you could say, you know, we're the Spanx of bras. You know, no one has actually done that, right? To, like, you know, lift, support, firm, make you look sexy. You know, so I think that there's a turnkey that peeps that, you know, is like, ah, aha, that's what it is. Because, yeah, I mean, it sounds like an appealing product. I mean, I might be interested. It sounds very Instagrammable in terms of, you know, ads.
It's a unique product. I will tell you that. I just want to say one thing before you go on to the next person. I'm a realtor of 21 years, and I found this product 3 years ago just by chance. And it's changed my life for the better. And I love how it makes women feel. And that's why I do it. So I am passionate about it. And can I also
I would
say,
put that in your pitch, Joe. Put that in your pitch.
And I probably shouldn't say this, but I am going to say it. I'm actually doing Pitch Like a Pro with Forbes Riley right now. So I'm practicing.
No, hey, it was awesome. Good. But put that, what you just said, how it changed your life and why you do it. That people want to hear in the pitch.
Oh, yeah. Investors, absolutely. You know, I'm echoing you, Jason. You know, investors definitely want to hear that you personally have a story. You know, look up the story of Sarah. I want to say Blankney. That's probably wrong. But the founder of Spanx, look up her story. You know, because I think you'll find there's a lot of parallels and echoes that you can also refer to, you know, as you're pitching.
Well, we also have a saying at Ruby Ribbon. We hug you, we don't spank you. And I should have said that too. So
all good. John, Kevin, anything you want to add real quick?
Yeah, I can slide in here real quick. I get the opportunity to work and listen to some of the best pitch masters out there. You know, Jason, Kevin, they're always highly captivating. And one of the things that make them so great is, one, experience, and then two, just the fluidity at which they talk. Usually Jason has a script. Usually there's things written out. Usually it's three or four takes or multiple takes. But the first one, the most genuine one, is always the best. Same thing with Kevin. Every time they talk, it's always captivating to listen to. So listen to yourself. I encourage you to listen to yourself and record yourself, both video and audio, and then play it back. You're like, oh man, that sounded great. Or that, you know, that didn't sound so well. And that alone will give you enough feedback to start to tweak your pitch.
Yeah, good stuff, John. Great stuff. And yeah, Joe, I mean, I hear the energy, I hear the passion, and, you know, I know this is about your pitch. I think your pitch was really good, but I'm just thinking, I'm moving on to that. Like, let's get this thing out there. Let's get it, like Cheryl said, let's get on Instagram, get that on Facebook. It seems like something that could easily be marketed, and, you know, now is the time. No better time than the present, so hopefully get off the ground. And, you know, I don't know what stage you're at right now, but it sounds like
reach out to Will Ford at Launch Boom. That's who you need to find.
Great idea. Yep. Great advice.
Amazing, Joe. Thank you so much for hopping up on stage and sharing that incredible pitch. So Stan, you are up next. So you have 45 seconds for your pitch starting now.
Have you guys ever gone into your closet and just been so, so disappointed by what you had to put on that day? I am an expert stylist. My name is Stan, short for Stacy Ann, and I transform people's lives by transforming their wardrobes. I will take you through an 8-week process in which I will make you laugh and we will have so much fun, and you will have a whole new wardrobe that will change your life forever. And you will also learn how to shop all by yourself. Call me anytime, 480-330-0220. Thank you.
By the way, I love the pitch. I love the energy. I don't know much about the business because I have ADD and I'm the type that I order stuff online. I've had some stylists and some cool clothiers and I'm like, all right, how fast can we go? How fast can we go? But that doesn't mean that there's not a market or a niche out there. I thought the pitch was amazing. I thought your energy was amazing. I thought you were charismatic. I thought your inflection of your voice was perfect. I thought it was a great
pitch?
Oh my God, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing, you know, Stan, most of your clients are women, right? This is really targeted towards, you know, executive women. Am I right?
Yeah, it's about 80-20.
Yeah, because, you know, I could use a stylist, God knows. Like, you know, my wardrobe, like, is mostly black and then things that can go with black or on top of black. So, you know, I'm probably your target audience. I thought it was great. I love the tagline. You know, you've got it right there. Like, transform your life by transforming your wardrobe. The question is, again, you know, you're describing yourself as I, and the question is, you know, do you ever want to be a we? Do you see this growing, scaling, you know, having people under you, you know, or, you know, do you plan to be a sole proprietor? Do you plan to have some kind of proprietary software? What is your exit strategy eventually for this business? You know, how would you sell it and who would buy it?
Okay, that's awesome. And yes, I want to have people under me. I am working on the proprietary software right now. And so I'm hoping to grow it and then sell it.
Dan, I love how you started with a question too. Anytime you answered a question, I think it draws back attention. That was great.
Can I just ask a question about this? So as a stylist, are you helping to put the wardrobe together? Are you helping to match stuff up and make purchases for them? Are you like a personal shopper? Like, what exactly, how does that look?
Yep, it's both. I help them clear out their closet of everything that doesn't fit their needs. And then I shop for them and tell them what to buy. And then I work with them to put the clothes together.
Got it. Okay. So maybe some sort of affiliate relationship could be set up with some of the places you're purchasing this stuff from them would be another avenue of what I'm thinking as well. Also, I love the 480 rep in Arizona. Jason and I are from there too. So I imagine a lot of your business out there in Scottsdale. So,
yes, thank you. Thank you. And the affiliate ideas, absolutely. I'm working on that too. Thank you.
But the pitch was great. You sound great. And like John said, I mean, just bringing the people in from the beginning. I was on the edge of my seat too. So great pitch. And it sounds like you have a great idea, great business model there. So good luck with everything.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Dan, for sharing that incredible business story with us. Next up, we have Ryan. So you have 45 seconds to show us your pitch, starting now.
Are you the owner of a brick-and-mortar cannabis dispensary and are having a hard time reaching your customers? Hi, I'm Brian Papetti, and I am a consumer specialist specifically in the cannabis industry who has expertise specifically with customer segmentation analysis. By forming unique groups or clusters through my own algorithms, we will be able to find groups of customers that make it easier for you to market towards your customers. Send the same messages, pay the same prices, but get even more results. For more information, visit ryanpapetti.com and let me know today. Thank you.
That's pretty good. You know, it felt a little fast, but it was a good pitch. You asked the question at the beginning, like Stan did, which I thought is great. I like the business. I think that a lot of those smaller cannabis dispensaries, they struggle selling product in certain areas in certain states. So I think getting them some marketing out there is a big deal. I think there's a good niche there, but I liked it. I thought it was a good pitch. I mean, so far we've had some good pitches today. I can't get upset or pissed off yet, man. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it also. I think, you know, you've definitely got a business there. You know, again, you know, I wonder if you can describe yourself as we, you know, rather than I, even though, you know, obviously right now it might just be you. You know, just because that we, you know, lets people feel like, oh, this is someone who's got a team. There's some there. When I first started my first digital agency with my partner, we started off with two people. By the end of the year, we had, you know, $1 million in revenue and 10 people. At first, it was just us, but we always talked about we, and we didn't name it, you know, Roz and Cheryl, because we wanted people to feel like this is a bigger than we are, right? You know, we called it fishing. So, you know, just something to think about.
I was just going to follow up with what Cheryl said. I think I remember some funny stories from Jason on how he used to describe himself as we. He was the only person in the business, but he would go back and tell the customer, he's got to check with his manager, check with his boss, or check with the CEO. And he was the CEO, but he was out there selling and doing all the work. When it's just you, I think there's something to be said about what Cheryl keeps cueing in on. And that's, you know, when there's a feel for a team that's going to support that customer, there's a lot of value there.
Yeah, no, exactly. And Ryan, a couple things. One, I would consider with your company name, you know, or what, rather than putting ryanpetti@.com, you know, you need to find some sort of website that links to your business. Another thing, I think the space is great, but maybe I can ask it. Are there limitations on what you can market and how you can advertise? Can you go and push business on social, or is there some rules against that right now?
Yeah, that's an incredibly complex question, but the short answer is, yeah, there are lots of restrictions, which all the more requires someone that has been in the industry for a while to kind of know how to navigate it too.
Can you get algorithms to sell solar customers? That's what Kevin's really asking.
Yes.
Kevin's a marketing master.
I read right through that, Kev. I saw smoke and I said, I know exactly where Kevin's going. So he's like, look, make sure you follow Kevin on Instagram or message him, DM him, or find him on LinkedIn. But, you know, we're always adding vendors to our lead gen process on social. So you can always make some cheddar on that here with Power Home. But I love what Cheryl does keep jumping on, and John said, you do have to act as if. I have a rule called act as if. You need to act as if you have a ton of employees and you're the biggest and best company out there, so the customers and who you're pitching can feel that. Because if you don't act as if, they're going to see that lack of confidence, so they're going to think that you're small and there's no support, and so there's no credibility. In order to build credibility, you got to act as if and be that big, that giant, that enormous company. And even if you're not lying, you're acting as if we're doing this. This is where our company is going. It makes that powerful feeling of, wow, I want to be a part of what they are doing, not what you are doing, because people like to be supported by more than just a person, especially if they're going to be a customer.
Well, thanks for the love, y'all. And, you know, I think that given, you know, the growth of the cannabis industry, I mean, you know, this could be a really big industry, a big sector, you know, marketing just for that group of people. You know, just so you know, to get an agency acquired, if acquisition, you know, and selling that company is ultimately, you know, your end game, you know, you want to get to $7 to $15 million in revenue. That's where, you know, a holding company or private equity, you know, or one of the big, you know, roll up PR, you know, marketing firms, you know, will be interested. You know, and that might sound like, oh my God, can I really make that? But, you know, I have found in my life, visioning and intentionality is so important in building your business. It's important as all of the technical expertise and the market positioning and all of that.
I want to say something else for everyone that's pitching, everybody that's listening. Make sure you subscribe to 200 Dog Podcast. And I'll tell you why, because this episode here that's being recorded will be played on that podcast probably next Friday. So if you're coming up here pitching, it's going out there to over 100,000 subscribers. So, you know, we get almost 100,000 downloads a week. And, you know, it was a top 5 entrepreneur podcast 3 months in a row for Apple. So this is your chance to shine and talk about your business, bring up your contact information. It's going on the episode. So you need to bring your A game and not waste it. I'm telling you, you got to bring it and you got to drop the mic and be able to shine. That's what this is about.
First of all, thank you everyone for giving me feedback. I think the aspect of thinking of everything as a we really resonated with me. It's truly a mindset of how you navigate through things, and it's almost like a weird entrepreneurial fitness that I have to develop. So thank you all for giving me that advice. And I'm excited to hear what everyone else has to say and move on. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan, for sharing that amazing pitch. So before we get to Zach again, I do want to give Cheryl a chance to give us her 45-second pitch. Cheryl, are you ready?
I'll give it a try. I'll give it a whirl.
All right, Cheryl. Well, your 45 seconds starts now.
My company, Do Big Things, is one of the leading digital agencies specializing in causes, campaigns, and corporate mission-driven initiatives. We deliver cutting-edge, culturally competent campaigns that create breakthrough social change all around the world. You can find me at dobigthings.today, and our team is of specialists are here for you.
That was a good pitch.
Yes! Good job,
there you
Cheryl.
Go.
Any feedback, you guys?
I would say, I think it was a 10. I give it a 10.
Aw, well, thanks, Jason. And, you know, look, y'all, I actually listened. You know, I'd heard of Jason's podcast, you know, but I really listened to even more, you know, before this, and it's really good. Like, it will get you pumped up and inspired, you know, especially in these difficult times. So, you know, I really recommend it. And I'm saying that out of love, not because they invited me to do this.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Zach, welcome back to the stage. So we'd love to hear your feedback and what you thought being on the stage.
So it was great to reach this many people, and it's definitely a great exercise to have to give a pitch this quickly. Just briefly, I realized if this is going on a podcast, I didn't give my contact info before. It's Zach, Z-A-C-K, at venturecouncil.ai for anyone who's looking for fractional GC services. I definitely think 45 seconds seems a bit more manageable than 30, but definitely a great exercise to have to distill an elevator pitch as small as possible.
Yours was pretty good, Zach. I remember it was good.
Thanks, Zach, for coming on up and being our first one of the day. So, Latasha, it is good to see you. We would love to hear your pitch. So your 45 seconds starts now.
Hi, I'm Latasha Crenshaw, the owner and creative of Black Coils Papeterie, where me and my team unapologetically love being, serving, and celebrating the Black woman. Through our stationery and design, we aspire to hold space for women of color and work with entrepreneurs who want to unapologetically own their brand and create products that serve a niche target audience. So if you are a woman of color who wants to know more about our unique branding, or if you're a company interested in offering stationery to the African American women community, you can find us at www.blackcoils.com. Thanks so much.
All right, so I'm going to talk about the pitch. I thought it was, listen, no, we got clapping. I love the sound. Do that again. That was great. Do that one more time. Yeah, look at that. That's awesome. All right. So, Latasha, I thought two things. I thought the pitch was really good. I mean, I think your voice is great. Your energy is great. But I think you're limiting yourself in saying that you're only marketing to one demographic or just African-American ladies. I think you've got to be able to open that up, because what if I'm interested in the product? What if Kevin's interested in the product? What if Caroline's interested in the product? What if Savannah's interested? You want to be able to talk about your mission and your why and what you're doing and who it's helping, but don't limit yourself to a smaller amount of folks that you can sell to. Make that as big as you can. Don't go in and try to get business with a fishing pole. Bring a net. Make sure that anybody or everybody, the bigger the group is that can buy your product or be a part of something, that's important. So if you're able to talk about the mission and you're able to talk about what your goals are and how you're helping and doing things, that's one thing. But you want to make sure you can try to advertise this as many as possible. That would be my only feedback on the pitch.
May I ask, what part would you rework? When I talked about the demographic that we serve, what part would you recommend that I rework as far as?
Well, you said if you're only an African-American female and you're interested, what if I'm interested in helping giving back or buying some of the products?
So like that was the second part where I said business owner, but so I need to be more specific. Was if you're not an African American woman wanting to be branded by our company, is that what you're saying?
I guess maybe I don't understand the model. So explain to me the model.
Okay. Well, hang on, Jason. Let me just step in here, if I may. Hang on, Latasha, because you know. I hear what you're saying, but people do what you're trying to do somewhat more subtly. So instead of saying, you know, we're for women of color, saying, you know, we're delivering culturally competent branding for a changing America, right?
Okay,
you know,
I thought there was a product. That's where I got confused. If you're just branding women of color, then I misunderstood the pitch.
So we are a stationery company who sells stationery for, and on the covers is through our art, women of color on our stationery journals, whatever. But in that process, we also work with a lot of women who want our products to be branded with women of color that depict themselves on their covers for, say, if they're coaches or if they want to produce a journal line, they want to work with our company who resonates with them to create products that look like them.
Okay. That makes sense. I may have misunderstood the pitch, but I think that there's an opportunity to market to more people. You always want to take that chance.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. I mean, I think Latasha, you know, again, it is a changing America. There are a lot of small, medium, large companies that might be led by people who look like Jason that know that they need to have more culturally competent, you know, or appropriate branding, and they don't know how. They need a Latasha. Right. And
exactly.
So there's
exactly.
I mean, that's kind of like the foundation of the business. My other business, Do Big Things, right, is that we, you know, we're women led. You know, we are 50% people of color, and people, you know, our clients come to us because they're like, we understand that you're doing this strategically, you know, to deliver to deliver to the audiences, you look like the audiences we're trying to reach, right? And so I think, you know, if you open up and, you know, you talked about branding and stationery, and I think for me, that was a little confusing. And so I think I would look online to see how other stationery people and brand specialists are describing that. Because like branding, someone who's a marketer is going to think about branding in one way. You know, you're delivering specific kind of looks, products, branded materials. So I think there's just a way to fine tune that so you don't sound necessarily like a marketing company. You're designing branded materials that speak to a certain core demographics. You know,
well, let me ask you this, Cheryl, Tasha, what if I wanted to market to African American women for Sola? How would I utilize your company? If I that was a demographic I wasn't able to reach in the way we market, how would I utilize your company to be able to hit that demographic to get some leads and some interest there?
So a person like myself, you would reach out to me and we would sit down and have a consultation about the target audience that you're trying to reach to see if I also serve that population. And then I would be able to guide you in some of my customers and things that my demographic has asked for in ways of services and support and how they can better be represented. And depending on what product or business model you have, I would be able to share with you if that population aligns what we've done and the information that we've been provided, if I'm making sense. That's an awesome tough question. But I would be able to provide invaluable information about the buying power that my population has asked for and things that's missing.
Do you have brand specialist stationery, whatever, that can come and market for me if I want to do an ad or a commercial like that? You would give ideas or tips on how to advertise?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So that is great, and I love that. But that's where the way you pitched it, I felt like, well, this isn't going to benefit me because I'm white and I'm male. But if I wanted to market to African-American females, that would benefit me. But it sounds like she doesn't work with anybody. But that's what the way it was pitched is where I felt like I was excluded to be able to hire your company. And that was my concern for you. You don't want to exclude anybody to hire your company to hit a demographic that your company serves.
So reworking, I'm sorry if I'm not taking up too much time, but I
wasn't. No, you're good.
Right.
No,
so
you're good.
Rework it to make sure that although we do the stationery, we do offer the consulting piece as well for those who may not be interested in stationery, but want to know more about how to service the African-American women to gain that demographic as customers.
Absolutely. I would. Why not? I mean, depending on a product I have, whatever I'm selling, it doesn't have to be solar, it could be anything. If that's the demographic that it could serve, and I don't know how to market to that, I could hire you and your company to help me market to that demographic. Right?
Okay, so do I inbox you? Do I?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can DM me, and you can DM Kevin, who's over our marketing, and absolutely, we would talk to you and see what we can do.
Yeah. And Jason, let me jump in, too. I want to throw something else in here, because you know, I think, you know, especially now, a lot of people want to support businesses like yours, right?
Yeah.
So when the pitch came, it was more like, okay, well, I'm only serving this part of the community. And I actually went to your website because I wasn't quite following what it was that you were pitching. I think, like others, I was a little bit confused. And I think I'm looking at your products and you have really great artwork. I mean, the products are very, very, they show well, but it is strictly to African-American women, African-American community. I think if you open up some of this great work that I'm seeing here to more than just that, and then the pitch itself, just talking about you and who you are and where you're coming from, I think a lot of folks would come in and want to support a business owner like you. And if they actually had something that they could relate to and purchase, like what I'm seeing already that you offer with your stationery, I think it would be very successful.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, one last thing, I agree. You know, I heard I only have Black women as customers and clients. So yeah, I think, you know, you definitely want to tweak that. But I think you should choose, like, are you designing custom stationery or are you delivering branding? It's not that you can't do both, but it's a confusing pitch, you know? And I think, you know, figure out which is the thing that people come in for, and then you're upselling them on sort of the wider brands of your services. So for example, you know, sometimes people will come to do big things and they're really interested in fundraising, right? For a cause. But over time, we say, look, you know, we need to fix your website. You know, there's a problem there with how that's working. Do you need more, a different digital ad strategy, et cetera, right? So, you know, I think really getting focused on what is the core thing that, you know, what's the milkshake that brings the boys to the yard? And then think about that wraparound upsell process.
Okay, I got it. Because what our goal, our ultimate goal is not just to service women of color. We want to make sure that women of color are represented in whatever way that needs to happen.
That needs to be in the pitch. That needs to be in the pitch exactly how you worded it right there.
Okay, so I can go back and work there. But that is our ultimate goal, is to make sure that whatever space that we can hold space, and whoever wants, we want to make sure that all organizations and companies know that diversity is needed and women of color are not represented and need to be in all spaces.
Yes, that's perfect. That made more sense and I love that.
Okay. So Jason, Kevin, about to go in the inbox. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Good job.
Awesome. I love it. We are going to do a time check. We run this room for about an hour, but we have EJ up next. So your 45 seconds starts now.
Okay. So, hello, guys. You know what I do? I design stuff. I do logo designing, marketing, branding stuff. You need it, you got it. I do it the way I like it. I follow Nike, and I like Nike, but I do it the way I like it. Not just do it. If you need any help, just contact me. You got my profile right there. Anytime, anywhere. You are my customer. You are my God. Just follow me and you got me. You got everything you need right there. Thank you.
All right, DJ. I'm going to be... hold on. There's the clapping. My man Matt with the clap. All right, listen. I know you're 18. I've got four kids, 22, 17, 14, and 10. So I first want to give you kudos to having the guts to come up here and do a pitch, because it's hard and it's intimidating. So that's step one. The fact that you, over all those other people below you that haven't come up here, you had the guts to come up here. So kudos to you. That's big, and that's first. Second thing, you got to work on delivering what you want in that pitch, because you were a little all over the board, and that's okay. This is what this is for, is for practice and to take notes and to get better. Because every one of us that can pitch good, there were times that we didn't pitch good. There's times now that we don't pitch good. We've got to adjust it and learn from it. So one of the things I would talk about if you're in graphic design is be like, I can design this and I can design that. I can help you out with this. Focus more on that, not, hey, I can do, I'm yours. I think you lost a little translation in there and an opportunity to discuss what it is you do in your product. But you're 18, dude. For you to come up here and do a pitch, kudos to you. And for that, I'm going to give you an A, because a lot of people, even below you, like I said, they're scared and intimidated and you weren't. So good job.
CJ, you're my hero. You're amazing. Like, you know, I would never have had the courage to do what you've just done at your age. And the fact that you're already thinking about building your business and pitching it, I would say will lead to success for you later in life. Yeah, you know, graphic design, you know, there's a huge demand, you know, internationally for, you know, great designers. So yeah, I love that, you know, I love that line, you know, you as the customer is my God, you know, like, you know, and I'm dealing with a very finicky designer now who does not think that way. So that in some ways that is a way to differentiate. Like, I'm here to fulfill your vision, right? It's not my vision. I'm here to fulfill your vision and translate your vision and manifest it into reality. You know, that in some ways, you know, is a way to set yourself apart. But yeah, I think emphasizing the actual things that you can do, you know, I build websites. You know, I can create, you know, posters. I can do this. My skills will translate into success for your business. You know, might be a way to start to tweak what you're doing. But you're amazing.
Yeah, I'll jump in here next to DJ. Yeah, you are amazing. And, you know, I deal with a lot of folks that do what you do, you know, every day. I'm getting different pitches. And the amount of confidence, passion, and energy you brought is not something that's typical with folks that do what you do. So I would just suggest continue doing things like this, getting out there, putting yourself out there, talking about your business, take on every single phone call so you get used to confident, more and more confident. You already have the confidence, but better at just communicating exactly what it is that you do and how much passion you're going to bring. And all it takes with what you do is just landing those customers one after another. Word gets out about how hard you're working, and you're just going to keep building your business. So at 18, congrats, man, you're crushing it. So definitely definitely proud of what you're doing after meeting you and hearing about what you're doing there. Good job, man. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. And as Jason said, my heart is like racing through my chest right now, trying to get out of there. And I was so scared to give this one. But as I just saw scrolling through the clubhouse and I saw this room, and I just said, why not? Just do it. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for your advice. Thank you, everyone. And
thank you, DJ. Good job, buddy. Good job. I'm proud of you.
Can you tell us how we can reach you for the podcast so anyone listening in knows where to find you?
You can find me on Instagram at DJ Unadkat, DJ UNADKAT, and you can DM me right there and you'll be my god. Thank you.
So Gary, you are up next and your 45 seconds starts now.
Hello, my name's Gary Spence, a retired senior corporate executive of a Fortune 25 company. And over my extended career, I've learned quite a few things about success. First, I've learned it's all about your contribution. Second, you must be exceptional at all that you do. And third, you truly can achieve all that you desire. So if you're looking for mentoring on this very important journey, I'd be honored to serve you.
That was good, Gary. I liked it. It's a clapping. I keep forgetting about the clapping. My man Matt got the cheers going. Gary, that was pretty good. And I love that you talked about your credibility, your experience. I would bring a little bit more energy. You know, it was a little flat. But I love that you're out there looking to mentor people and coach people. It's starting to rise recently. Like I've got two coaches. I got Steve Olscher and I got David Meltzer, and love those guys. And I'm not coaching anybody, but me investing in coaching, I know that one day I can give back and coach other people. And, you know, I mentor a few people. I don't really coach them and run a business and family and podcast and clubhouse and everything else. But that was really cool. I love that you're offering that. I think that's awesome. And I think credibility was good. I thought the pitch was good. It needed a little bit more energy. Kev?
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, let me just add this. I mean, and first of all, thank you guys so much. And you're spot on about the energy, Jason. I mean, 100%. I joined 8 days ago, this incredible platform, and I've just been listening. And it was funny. I came across your room today, but just 8 days ago, I got on this platform. And I retired just recently. After, you know, 37 years, I retired. And I'm going crazy because I spent so much time mentoring young people as a senior vice president. I spent a ton of time, so I'm missing that. And I literally just sat there and wrote this pitch while you were talking, I think while the other people were talking a moment ago. This is kind of what I want to do. So all your feedback is extremely critical and very important to me. So I look forward to hearing what Kevin has to say here.
Yeah, no, I mean, just really echoing the rest. Just, you know, of course, what sets you apart and really some energy. Gary, what if we can ask, I mean, obviously a lot of people are going to hear this on the podcast. What company was it that you were a senior VP at?
I was with Lincoln Financial Group. I was in the retirement side. We're obviously a very large life insurance company. And just a tremendous company to be there for so many years. And the thing that I loved so much was the young people and the diversity we had within the organization. And that's really where my strength was. And I miss that. So one of the things I'm looking to do is build a mentoring company to help young emerging talent, especially people of color, because I see that there's a great opportunity there to make sure that everyone is prepared once they receive that opportunity, that they're fully prepared to take full advantage of that and achieve the success that they truly want to achieve. So that's what I'm looking to do.
Love it. And how do we reach you?
You know, you can reach me. I'm out there on LinkedIn. I do have Instagram. Obviously, I'm not a real fancy with all of the technology, but I'm learning. But you can find me here on Clubhouse. You can find me on LinkedIn under Gary Spence. And I do have an Instagram handle, which I don't know what that is, candidly, because I just got it.
I love that Gary is just out here in these streets. You know, go get him.
Well, no, I love it too. Gary, good job. And I can't imagine. I'm not retired yet. I don't want to retire yet, but I couldn't imagine. I'd be freaking out probably, but I'm glad that you want to get out and help people and also help people of color. And I'm assuming, you know, females, anybody that you can help. You just seem like you're a good dude. You're a good person. So definitely spread the word. Everyone should follow Gary. He's willing to be a great coach out there, and he's got a ton of great experience at a high level with a big Fortune 500 company. So good job.
Thanks, Jason. God bless everyone. And I'm out.
Thanks, Gary, for hopping up on stage and sharing that amazing, just sharing your amazing gift. Because there's definitely someone, even in this audience right now, looking for you. So you are their answer. So thank you for that. Ty, you're up next. So you have 45 seconds to share your pitch. Are you ready?
Yep.
Go right ahead.
All right. In 2016, I moved from New York down to Florida alone. Didn't know anyone, just wanted a change of scenery. And within 3 months' time, I ended up homeless. Luckily, I still had my phone and was able to meet someone on a dating app who let me sleep on the couch a few weeks just to get back on my feet. If it wasn't for that social connection, I probably wouldn't be here pitching today. Hi, everyone. My name is Ty, and I'm the founder and CEO of Relo, the world's first social relocation app that connects new people moving to new cities anywhere in the world. Relocation has been rated as one of life's most stressful events, ranking higher than job loss and even divorce. It's an $86 billion legacy industry that has very... Oh, dang.
Well, hey, listen, first of all, you did run out of time, and that sucks, but your pitch is freaking amazing, your mission's amazing, and your product's amazing. I mean, I'm sitting here checking your Instagram out now because I'm like, dude, this guy's legit. I love what he's doing. He's got
a great story.
Personalized. I mean, look, what you're doing is a great thing, and we've just got to speed up your pitch. You know, it is important to build a story. This is the 30-second slash we're going to give you a 45-second pitch drill.
Right.
But, you know, in real life, you're sitting in an elevator for 2 minutes or a minute and a half. I mean, you can get a lot of that out. You just got to find a way to shorten it. Hey, I'm Ty. This is what happened to me. And I almost lost everything. And now I'm passionate about this. And this is what I do. And it's the first of its kind. And here's how much it costs. And here's what I'm looking for. And then, bam, you're done. And I just thought it was really good. I think it's a cool product. I think you're going to do well with that, dude. I mean, I like that idea.
Thanks, man. Thanks. That means a lot, you know, especially the validation. It's been a struggle, but we're finally at that launch phase now. But thanks on the feedback as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think if you just compress the story a little bit, like, hey, I moved to Florida on a whim. You know, I found myself homeless. I found somebody on a dating app who gave me a place to stay. And from that experience, I created Relo for the world, blah, 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 blah. You know, I think you could compress that into a, you know, a shorter elevator pitch. But yeah, dude, you're going to crush it. Like you, like Airbnb, like there's so many people who could acquire you. You know, there's Expedia, you know, an Orbit, there's, you know, the Vrbo, an Airbnb. So think about your exit strategy now, right? Like,
oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Create partnerships, you know, across, you know, kind of the travel, you know, and moving, you know, industries, because those are the people get acquired, you know, not, you know, out of the blue. Usually there's some sort of relationship that has been happening for a while. And the code word is let's deepen that partnership. You know, let's stop dating and let's get married.
Right.
So yeah, you're amazing. Like you're going to make so much. If you do this right, you will make so much money, and I wish you luck, and please stay in touch.
Thank you. I'll follow all you guys. You're amazing. I love this room. I just saw it in my hallway, and I was like, let me just jump in, you know, just like the 18-year-old dude, which brave of him. So I just wanted to come in and share my idea.
Thank you so much, everybody, for hanging out with us and popping up on stage. But don't worry, if you didn't get a chance today, we will be back every Thursday at 6:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Beat the Buzzer. Practice your pitch in 45 seconds. So I want to thank Jason, John, and Kevin for being incredible panelists. But most importantly, Matt, he is a newbie and he is killing it here on Clubhouse. So Matt, thank you so much.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to you, Caroline. Thank you to Matt. Thank you to John. Thank you to Kevin. Thank you to Cheryl. And thank you to all of the people that came up and did the pitch and at least tried. I mean, that's the biggest thing. If you're going to get up there and you're going to do a pitch with all these people you don't know, and it's going to be heard by hundreds of thousands of people in the podcast, that's brave. And that's step one. That's how you get better. You got to get out there and you got to take a leap of faith and you got to challenge yourself and not live in fear. So kudos to them.
Amazing. So good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bam.
And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby. Bam!
True Underdog. Bam! Unleash the power.